The research article entitled Deep Sequencing of BCR Heavy Chain Repertoires in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, was authored by Ryback and Cowan from the University of Edinburgh in the United Kingdom. It was published in Frontiers in Immunology on the 17th of February, 2025. ME-CFS symptoms are preceded by an infection in 60% of patients, and chronic infection and autoimmune responses are two possible mechanisms contributing to the disease. The goal of this study was to identify the immune or autoimmune responses in ME-CFS patients by analyzing their adaptive immune receptor repertoire sequencing. The authors characterized the receptors present on B cells from frozen samples of 25 participants with mild to moderate ME-CFS, 36 participants with severe ME-CFS, 28 participants with multiple sclerosis, and 21 healthy individuals used as control from the CureMe biobank. All participants with ME-CFS met the Canadian Consensus Criteria, or Fukuda criteria. All sequenced B-cell receptors from all participants were clustered into clonotypes to identify shared clonotypes between participants. Although B-cell counts varied widely across samples, no significant differences were observed between groups. Similarly, no differences in repertoire diversity were detected between the mild to moderate ME-CFS, severe ME-CFS, and multiple sclerosis groups when compared with the control group. Interestingly, the authors replicated a previously published difference in IGH-330 gene usage. IGHV-330 gene was increased in mild to moderate ME-CFS patients. However, they failed to observe the increased IGHV-33 usage previously reported. Finally, they failed to predict ME-CFS cases using a logistic regression model trained on B-cell receptor repertoire features as previously described in a Japanese study. Although no repertoire signatures related to infection or autoimmunity were detected in ME-CFS patients, a skewing of the ratio of IgM to IgG B-cell receptors in mild to moderate ME-CFS patients was observed, indicating that future studies should investigate IgA as well as IgM and IgG isotypes.